What does it mean to be a living sacrifice? A living sacrifice means sacrificing a Sunday morning to teach Sunday school. Once a month, every couple of weeks. I know we always need more Sunday school teachers. Sacrificing one night a week, perhaps, to be a small group facilitator or leader. Living sacrificially means maybe helping out in the nursery once a month. That's a sacrifice. Living sacrificially is giving a Saturday morning to Habitat for Humanity, which is coming up. Did you see the slide? Habitat is here. We're rounding up helpers for Saturday mornings, youth and adults alike, skilled and unskilled labor. There's a sign-up sheet on the back table, by the way. For Band of Brothers, where we go out one Saturday morning a month to do service projects in the community. Being a mentor to a teenager, helping them with homework. Helping an immigrant learn English as a second language. Going on a mission trip. We still have slots available for Joplin, don't we, Ray? The youth mission trip later on. Giving more to God through the church. Living sacrificially. Talk about an economic sacrifice. Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays. Did you know that? Because of their Christian principles. They want to make sure their employees get a day off and have the freedom to go to church if they want and to rest so they can be more productive employees. All in Christians understand that being a living sacrifice is part and parcel of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Got it? Sacrifice. Big part of being a Christian, an all-in Christian. Secondly, all-in Christians believe in Jesus. What could we possibly sacrifice to live up to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus? What does God require of us to sacrifice to be a follower of Jesus Christ? One thing only. What is that? Belief. Belief. Faith. That's all that God requires is our faith. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave. That's the sacrifice. The rest of that is everyone who believes in him may not perish but have what? Eternal life. Believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. God's desire is that all come to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't come here to condemn the world, but to what? In order that the world, the entire world, might be saved. That was the purpose in Jesus coming into the world. And all God asks us is to believe and trust. Believing in Jesus. Trusting in him. Leaning on him. Walking with him, talking with him daily, and building a life around the one who was all in for us is what God asks of us, is to trust. And finally, all in Christians understand accountability. Accountability. Jesus goes on to say at the end of this passage, and this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Accountability. Something that people have mixed feelings about. Why should we hold each other accountable? We're all held accountable every day. If we work for an employer, we are held accountable, are we not? We're evaluated. We're overseen. We're observed. The Staff Parish Relations Committee holds me accountable to the church. But guess what? I hold them accountable also. It's a mutual accountability. Holding the church accountable to do what it's supposed to be doing, as I'm held accountable to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Christians are called to hold one another accountable, not out of meanness, not out of spite, not to find fault, not to be judgmental, but in the spirit of love. In the spirit of love, to correct when someone needs correcting, but also to do it in the spirit of Christian fellowship and mutual love. There's a company called Sierra Trading Post. Anybody ever heard of Sierra Trading Post? It's like L.L. Bean. Sierra Trading Post, in their mission statement, says, quote, "Our business ethics must be consistent with the faith of the owners in Jesus Christ and his teachings. We invite you to write our founder and president, Keith Richardson, if what we do does not match what we believe." End of quote. What's the purpose of this being in the mission statement? To hold the president of the company accountable to what they say they are and who they say they are. To uphold Jesus' commandment to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, was big on accountability. You know, the church did not start out as a congregational church. It was a movement within the Anglican or Episcopalian church. John Wesley started with small groups, class meetings they were called, classes, which was really just a fancy word for small groups. And they would study the Bible together. They would pray together. They would ask each other's questions about their Christian walk. How is it with your spirit? How is it with your Christian walk? Are you spending time with God? And they would ask each other these questions and help one another if they were struggling or stumbling in their Christian faith. Accountability. I'm using the term all-in Christians, but John Wesley had another term for it, and it was called all-together Christians. It means the same thing, as opposed to an almost Christian that Wesley referred to. Almost versus altogether. An altogether Christian, Wesley defines in his tract, The Character of a Methodist, is someone who knows how God has changed their lives inwardly. That's an altogether Christian. An altogether Christian trusts in Christ and Christ alone for their salvation. An all-in, altogether Christian knows their lives have been cleansed, has been cleansed from sin by the blood of Jesus through their baptism. Altogether Christians give themselves as a living, loving sacrifice to God so that people around them may grow in the fullness of Christ. Altogether Christians live a life, daily life, of loving obedience to God and to practice the three simple rules. Might remember the three simple rules? Do no harm. Do good. Attend to the ordinances of God. That is, practice your faith. Celebrate the communion. Celebrate the sacraments. Practice the means of grace. All those things. This were the marks of a Christian. These were the marks of an altogether Christian. Burger wrappers, shopping bags, t-shirts, eye black may lead someone from being an in-and-out Christian to an altogether, all-in Christian. But to be an effective witness of the gospel in the world requires that we practice living sacrificially, being living sacrifices to God, believing in Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and being accountable to one another. That's the difference between an in and out and an all together, all in Christian. And if we practice these three things, we can fulfill the mission statement of this church and every United Methodist church, which is what? To make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Does that make any sense this morning? I see some confused looks. But that's okay. Let's pray. I'd like for you to join me in this prayer. May this prayer be the prayer of your heart today as it is the prayer of mine today. Because I need this as much as anybody. And I just share it with you in the bottom of my heart. Lord, I thank you for loving me so much that you sent Jesus, your blessed Son, to die a horrible death on an old rugged cross just for me. I want to be an all-in Christian, Lord. I don't want to be some in-and-out, almost Christian. I want to do what you want, not what I want. I want to go where you lead me, and I will follow. Oh, Lord, you know I believe. You know I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's my unbelief, Lord, my doubts and my fears that worry me. I want to renew my commitment to you today, right here, right where I'm sitting. And I just want to give my heart to you again, or maybe even for the first time, because I want to be an all-in Christian. I want to be in from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I want to be yours. Give me the grace, O Lord, knowing that I can't do a thing without it. And trust in your unfailing love and forgiveness. And I ask all this, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.